such as the student transfer issue?
I mean, I've made it clear I do not support the provisions that take public money and put them in private schools in that measure. And failed to see why it was even necessary to have an experimentation of that nature in there. This is an important issue that needs to be addressed. So as I pointed out in my State of the State address, we'll be expediting our review of the bill. We'll put this to the top of the path, and we'll take appropriate timely action. But it will, because of the time frames involved and what's going on, we'll get this to the top of the heat. But today is not a particularly good day to ask me whether I want to bring these folks back for additional action. Anyway. I don't get down to the tactical level at that sort, but when people say the only way they can pass a bill is to violate the Missouri Constitution and do something no one's ever done before, which is to give public an option to give public money to private schools, something tells me they're not trying hard enough. The legislature's had 3 years to deal with this issue. And, experimenting with vouchers as a solution to this, I've said that, I've laid it out. I mean, we're going to expedite the review. I really have not had a chance to look at whatever else in that bill is good or problematic, other than to say I'm not going to sit here and respond to hyperbolic, As I said before, we have been in solid communication with all the groups and everybody involved in this the entire time, trying to be a positive force out there. I've laid out a number of things. The bottom line is we're going to expedite a review of this bill. Obviously, I'll have to make a decision on it relatively quickly here because of the time frames, the fiscal time frames involved. And at that point, I'll be available for questions about the measure, further questions. We made some progress in mental health. We made some progress with the Fulton issue. I'll have to sit back and look at it. I've certainly been handed today by the irresponsible fiscal action, a series of problems to deal with in a very quick time frame that I wasn't planning, that wasn't part of the plan. In that sense, the legislature has added some challenges with their lack of fiscal discipline. So I don't grade myself, but I just get up every day and work as hard as I can.
What do you think of the bond issue?
Haven't had time to look at that. It seems like things were going back and forth today. I just didn't get a chance to look at it. Obviously, we'll have a chance in the future to look at that. I think that's one of the reasons you get policies like this. I think that's one of the reasons you get these tax bills that line up and align directly, so directly with a lot of folks that are extremely well represented in this building and not as well represented back in the districts of constituents. I think as I've said before, I think there's, we need ethics reform, we need campaign finance reform. But anyway, yeah, Joe. I'm not irritated. I've got a responsibility to do here. You shouldn't take that as an emotional. This is business, and in the business of the state, they have failed to deliver what fiscally is necessary for us, and at least an effort to try to get a balanced budget. This is not an effort even to get a balanced budget. This is an effort to do two things. Do a political budget where they can go around and talk about what they might be able to do and put numbers down, and then actually what comes in. Okay, those are two different things. The governor gets to deal with only the second, what comes in and to deal with it. So I will. But I'm just trying to tell Missourians out there that this, you know, they didn't pass legislation that was even in their estimates. So they're underneath what their estimates are, and then adding $300 million more for 100 new spending items, 30 new programs, and then on the last day of the session, what could be as much as $500 million of special interest tax breaks. That's not even close, folks. That's not even close. And so I've got a lot of work to do to get this thing into balance and to get it into a place, and we've got a pretty tight time frame to get that done.
Is there a priority that you have to follow in terms of the eight bills you outlined today, the 13 budget bills, in terms of spending priority? Is there something we have to do before others, or do they all come at the same time?
We work our way through them and get to it. We got tight time frames here, but obviously with the fiscal year starting only 6 weeks from now, we got a lot of work to do in a short period of time. Yeah, Bob.
I understand that you have a pretty good depth on this, but can you see any kind of scenario where all of the stuff that you just outlined for us might in fact endanger the money for the full state hospital?
I would hope that the path designed for that one was separate, different, and sustainable. And I think that it is the way it's been dealt with, and that's a priority I'd laid out for a number of years. And I'm appreciative of the legislature for coming up with the method that I outlined the very first, in the state of the state from the very beginning on that. My sense is it's a real high priority. I mean, 1851 and the problems that are up there. My sense is that we, on the priority list, it's real high up there. I say this time and time again. I mean, I'll be out and be active for folks in some fashion. But it is much more important to me to speak to 100% of Missourians all the time and to do in this job what I think is best for all of those, especially those who have challenges. What did Hubert Humphrey say? Those in the dawn of life, the children; those in the dusk of life, the elderly; those in the shadows of life, the needy. That's what I live my day doing, making sure we're doing that at the same time moving the economy forward. So it's. Well, I've in the past, and I will in the future. But this is not about. Getting one more vote in one place. This is about having everybody in the legislature fully realize the responsibility of their actions. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican is neither a mantle or an excuse for being part of a body that has abysmally failed in one of its basic fiscal responsibilities, which is to do their darn best to try to put a balanced budget on the governor's desk. And they have not done that. And so my focus is going to be on making sure the Missourians of all stripes, understand that and use that information when they make choices as to who should represent them. I did not spend a lot of time talking to the members about cutting taxes by $500 million after they'd already cut them by $600 million. No, I did not. I've had a number of discussions with a lot of folks on that, and we'll continue to. But that's an important issue. You'll be hearing from me very soon on that. I'm not gonna speak on that tonight. We're getting near the session. I mean, I focused today on I've said all along, I mean, the that school safety is important, make sure we have fully accessible law enforcement actions, fully engaged and cooperative law enforcement and staff. I don't think that, I never have believed that guns in classrooms are a way to keep security or our class order, and feel that, you know, that's not, I haven't had a chance to look at how it's worded or what they say, but I've been very clear over the years of that. Last thing, and then Linda, and Scott, and Linda, and I'll be available downstairs. Like I say, this is a series of things that on the fiscal end, but I cannot stress how important it is, and how important it is that everybody, you know, 8 bills flying through here in 8 hours, between 263 and 490 or whatever it is, million dollars from this budget. And a budget that did not include, that was based on bills that didn't pass, over $50 million of those. We've got a lot of work to do to meet, I've got a lot of work to do, which I will do, to make sure that the budget of the state of Missouri is in fact actually balanced. And I will give that my full attention and full effort. Thank you all.